Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Does it really matter anymore what you do as long as you get away with it? It would seem not, based on what's happening today. Like what? One poll shows that 79% of those interviewed really expect politicians to lie to them. Talk show programs are rigged. Athletes take steroids and then swear they're only taking food supplements. College students cheat their way through school. Hopefully your doctor is not among them. Businessmen consistently pad their expense accounts. I deserve what I took, we rationalize as we take supplies home from the office or lift a few items from the store, hiding them in a purse or a pocket. Teachers say students lie to them so convincingly, they're never really sure whether they're telling the truth or lying. Everybody's doing it, we contend, and the moralist says, that's the way it's always been, so why should it be any different today? While ethics and morals have taken a radical hit in recent days, the fact remains that the integrity problem is an old one. Making the issue intensely personal, answer the question, what have you ever done, knowing fully well that what you were doing was wrong? This was the issue that Paul confronted when he wrote to the church at Rome. First, Roman culture was a strange mixture of pomp, depravity, indulgence, and pride. Women were treated like chattel. Homosexuality was rampant. Yet even in that culture, there was a line, and when the line was crossed, individuals felt guilt. Seneca is quoted saying, "We have all sinned, some more, some less." That was the term which Paul used, and he didn't hedge it in saying, "All have sinned," says Paul, adding, "There is none righteous, no, not one." But Paul has good news as well as bad. He said, God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The result, says Paul, is you can have peace with God. He put it, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. John Piper tells how he used to carry a MasterCard, mostly for identification. But on a trip, he lost the card. The only problem was that he didn't know where he lost it. Perhaps in the market, when he stopped at an outdoor market to buy fruit where the flies were all swarming over the display, hoping they were powerful enough to carry off a few pieces. Or perhaps it slipped out of his wallet when he was at a restaurant or at a service station. He didn't know. He had no idea where it had gone. Then, having returned home, he got a letter from a friend. And to his surprise, out fell his credit card. Yes, it was his card. What struck him by surprise is that he didn't know he had lost the card until it was returned, having fallen out of his wallet in the friend's car. Many have never really confronted the innocence that was lost long ago when, as an act of the will, we put our backs to God and wandered into the world a different direction. What humankind lost, Jesus Christ restored. And peace is part of the restoration package. If you haven't discovered the free gift of life and forgiveness, read the book of Romans in your New Testament. It gives you the solution to your despair and failure. Start on the Romans Road today. 10 minutes a day for a week will get you through this great old book.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.